Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. One more time, it's Prophet Sheldon Maddox coming to you live. And tonight, we thank you that you join us and daily life one more time. Daily life. Tonight, we want to give God thanks and all the praise and all the glory and all the honor because Jesus is worthy to be praised. And tonight we want to talk about the anointing of God. We want to talk, first of all, I want to encourage everyone that feel down and feel out that God is able to keep you. Bless the Lord. Is that prophetess?
Yes.
Bless the Lord, prophetess. Can you please announce yourself to the people tonight?
Amen. This is prophetess Emma from Australia.
Bless the Lord. And prophetess Emma and Sheldon Maddox is coming to you live with this new broadcast. Daily life change, daily life. Tonight we are coming to you because God has put it in my spirit in this time that somebody needs somebody to encourage them in their walk daily with God, because we face situation and trial daily in our walk with God. So this program is daily life, today and daily life. We thank you one more time to join us. We thank you that you are with us. Woman of God, is God saying anything to you right now?
Right now, no, not right now, but I do feel something coming on.
Bless the Lord. Woman of God, this broadcast is going to be a podcast, so it's going to be a different place. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we want to encourage you, don't matter how far you are from Jesus, Jesus can save you. We want to encourage you that Jesus is a rescue in the time of trouble. We want to encourage you that there is nothing too hard for God. And once you let God be in your life daily, God will take care of your life. God is a God that is loving and kind and gracious. God wants somebody in this time that care for people, not only care for ministry, but care for people. And we are here to pray for you. We are here to seek God in your behalf. We are here to cry with you. We are here to moan with you when you are moaning. We are here to lift you up when you feel depressed and out. Because Jesus has put us in your life as a time like this for a move of God. And tonight we're going to expand and the anointing of God. Because a lot of people don't understand how the anointing of move. The anointing of God move in different dimension and different level. And if you don't have a worship life, you will not have no anointing. Because the Bible said, the day cometh that we shall worship Jesus in spirit and in truth. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we come one more time to worship God in spirit and in truth, our scripture will be taken from 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 23. Woman of God, can you please get that scripture for me? Because tonight we going to speak on the anointing of God. A lot of people have not understand the anointing and the dimension that God want to bring them to. But God want to bring you to another dimension in the anointing. But the Bible said these things come true prior and fast. And we must pray and fast in this season, ladies and gentlemen. Because I know that God is going to do something new in this season. Your whole season is over, and there is a new release and coming your way in the power
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. This
Thank
season
you,
that you're in ain't always going to be like how it was. God is about to change your season in this time. Things is going to start to open. Ways are going to start to open. And doors is going to start to open. How doors is going to start to open. Tonight, I want to teach you how you get door to open. How you get a business place to open. How do you get a financial breakthrough? How do you get God to do something supernatural in your life? Because some of us been stuck in the natural and we cannot move from the natural to the supernatural because our mind have hold us in captivity so long that we stuck at one place. But tonight I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you going to come out of that captivity because God is ready to do something. Our blessed Master Jesus Christ is ready to touch you and do something. I want you to know that the season that you was in is over. There is a new season coming your way, new anointing, new blessing, new door is going to be open, new way is going to be made. But I must tell you how it going to happen tonight. I must show you. Right now I'm in my fasting. I don't eat for 2 days. I'm going on a 20-day fast. And I shouldn't even speak it, let the devil hurt. But I'm on fasting, and God said, speak to my people, tell them that this season of drought is over. There is a new season coming. But you must show my people how this door is going to be open, how this new way is going to be open, because the devil been closing a lot of door. I want to show you how you get those spirits out of your house. How do you get those spirits out of your business? How do you get those spirits out of your finance? How do you get those spirits out of your money? Because Jesus never wants us to die poor and die having nothing, ladies and gentlemen. When we talk about money, some people get offended, but I want to tell you, money bring you all things, ladies and gentlemen, in this realm, but not in the spiritual realm, because there are two sides to the realm. There are natural and there are supernatural. In the natural, you will need money to bring you certain place that you can release the supernatural. No money, you cannot release the supernatural. A lot of people, as you talk about money, they get offended. But why do you work a 9-to-5 if you don't need money? Come on, somebody. Why do you still stuck in that same job and talking about you only need Jesus alone? We need Jesus because Jesus is the way. But there come a point in our life when we tired of being broke. You're tired of working for the same boss. You're tired of having nothing in your bank account. You're tired. You want to give to the man of God, but you feel like if you give, then you ain't going to get back nothing. Today, this program that I'm on, it cost me $400 right now. Today, I'm on the program and said, God, I don't know where I'm releasing this money out of my bank account. I don't even have no money. God looked at me and said, you don't need to worry about that. Look back over your life and see where I have taken you from. You should have been dead, and when you should have been dead, the money couldn't pay for your life, what God was trying to tell me. God was trying to say, everything that you got belongs to me, and once you use it for my kingdom, I will multiply your blessing. You don't understand. Jesus said, and then he said again, look to look. He bring me way to the cross. He said, could money pay for this blood that I shed? Could money buy salvation? Look, you worrying about money, but look where or far I go for you. Nothing could pay for this. Not your little bank account that you got, not your little money that you got. Nothing could pay for this great salvation. So, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we choose not to release because we are looking at what we got. But what we got ain't nothing in the presence of God. This little money that we got that we think we holding up is nothing. Your bank account that you got ain't nothing in the presence of God. Because if God choose to withdraw his hands from you, tomorrow you would leave all the money and the riches that you got in the bank right now. And tell me who going to spend it. Somebody else is going to spend that money. So, ladies and gentlemen, we must get to a place where we know that all things belong to God, all blessing, all prosperity, all breakthrough, everything that we got belong to God. Don't try to hold it back, saying, God, I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. God put money into our hands that we can release into the kingdom of God. And when we release the money in the kingdom of God, we are releasing it in the natural, but we are releasing it in the supernatural. You don't understand. God can take one dime and turn it into $100,000. You don't understand. God can take a penny and turn it into $1 million. But when you release the money into the natural somebody, that you don't release it to God, then it's going to go away. It's like a leaf that blow it away, or a page of a sheet of paper that blow it away when we don't release. So some people, as you ask them for anything in the natural, they fear to give now. But if a man or a woman of God need a blessing from God, you got to release something to get a blessing. You ain't going to get no blessing without releasing nothing. This week I was saying, Lord, I don't even have no money. And God said, you know what, I want you to give 150. I said, God, I don't have the 150, but I'm going to put up 100. Why? Because I believe that God is going to a supernatural, ladies and gentlemen, a supernatural release into the spiritual realm in this season. When people learn to release and stop holding up and God blessing. Because every time you hold up and your money, you hold up and God blessing. You don't understand. You ain't holding up my money, because the money that you release to me is for the kingdom of God and to do the will of God. You may say, why are you teaching on money tonight? The Bible said money solves all things. What I'm trying to say, we must not love money more than God, but we must understand, for us to be blessed in this season, we cannot just hold and want to get, just want to take. A lot of us just want to take. You want to take prayer, you want to take fasting, you want to take the man of God to lay hands on you, give your word. But one day the Bible said, those that come in the name of a prophet shall be prophet rewarded. Oh, you don't understand me. That means if you reward a prophet according to a prophet blessing, you shall receive a prophet blessing. You don't understand. One thing I understand now, ladies and gentlemen, why everybody want to act like there ain't no prophet, but they can say there is apostle, there is teacher. Because what? The prophet don't bring a natural power. They bring a supernatural power. And people scared of what the prophet say, because anything that the prophet prophesied into your life is going to come to pass if he's a real prophet, ladies and gentlemen. So we must tonight get into the book of Samuel, because we understand the only way that King David could get to Saul is by helping Saul. And by helping Saul, he get his blessing through helping Saul. Though Saul did not like him. Tonight, I want to show you why your money been in captivity. I want to show you why your house broken and locked down by the plan of the devil. I want to show you why nothing ain't happening in your life, because it's a spirit that is not of God, that in your finance, that in your house, that in your bank account, until you learn to get that spirit out. So, woman of God, go to 1 Samuel chapter 16 and the 23 verse, and let us read what those said the Lord tonight.
Amen. And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hands, so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him.
Amen, woman of God. What happened in this season? Saul got an evil spirit in him. In this season, a lot of us got evil spirit in our house, in our money, because we have not learned how to worship God. We got to learn to worship God. The Bible said when David played the harp, when he played the music, the evil spirit leave Saul, and Saul was well. Oh my God, that means Saul was good for that moment. What happened now, ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a time where we got to learn to worship God by playing song and music and hymn to God, because what that do, it travel with our anointing, and the anointing will break the yoke. We got to understand that worship, a lot of us pray, but we don't play worship song in our house. We don't play worship song. A matter of fact, you're supposed to play worship song, because worship song will release the move of God. It will release the manifestation of God. It will release you in your finance. It will release you from stress and depression. It will release you from evil spirit. It will release you from contaminated spirit. It will release you from all these spirits. When we get into worship, worship change the atmosphere. So we must learn in this season that the enemy don't want us to know what really moved God and what really let God do something for us. What let God do something for us? The Bible said the Spirit of God was upon David. Everywhere David go, he's prosper. Everywhere David go, people was giving him money, giving him prosperity, giving him land, giving him blessing. Because David learned to worship God when he was in the wilderness, in the back of the bush as a little boy. He didn't know nothing else but worship God. And God crowned David as a king of Israel. And David's kingdom was so big that God gave it to his son. When we learn to release, ladies and gentlemen, everything that we're holding on to ain't going to be with us. We got to release our worship, not just money. We got to release our praise. We got to release everything that God wants us to do. If God said, give, give. If God said, worship me, worship me. If God said, praise me, praise me. If God said, exalt me, exalt me. If God said, give me thanks, give me thanks. If God said, magnify my name, magnify his name. If God said, lift me up, lift him up. If God said, bow down and cry out, bow down and cry out. Because what God wanted to do in the supernatural, your natural eyes cannot see. The Bible said, eyes I'm not seen, ears I'm not heard, neither it enter into the heart of man for what God has in store for those that love him. I want to say God have a supernatural blessing for you. But when you start to play your little organ like David and start to get back down and start to just worshiping God out of your small heart, God will extend your kingdom. The Bible said God will let your enemy be your footstool when you start worshiping God. If you don't worship God, your enemy cannot be your footstool. You know long the devil been holding this from you. He don't want you to know tonight, ladies and gentlemen. He don't want you to know what's going to bring you out of this depression in this season. He don't want you to know because some of us face things daily. We go through daily pain. Some of us been molested. Some of us been abused. Some of us been in prostitution, and those spirit is trying to hold us down. Some of us was smoking, we was dope addict, crackhead, and before we come to Jesus, when we come to Jesus, we have messed up again, and those spirit have come up in you. What's going to break that moment of God? I feel a move in the anointing right now. I feel a release. What's going to break those spirit in this season and this time? It's going to take worship. Get down, worship. Play worship song in your house. Play worship song in your house. Play it on your phone when you're going to work. Sing to God because God want to release something in the supernatural. But if no worship don't happen, you will not get nothing in the supernatural. So God want to send, oh my God, I feel anointing tonight. God want to send angel to visit you. But how can an angel come when you're worshiping God? Come on, somebody. The Bible says two blind men saw Jesus, and they cry out to Jesus. Say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And it's, give us, help us, give us our sight back. And the Bible said, Jesus turned around and said, do you believe that I can do it? And Jesus gave them their eyes back, their sight back. If you don't cry out to God, you will not get nothing in this season. God wants to send an angel to visit you. Angel is going to visit you at the end of this month. I'm telling you, God is about to release a supernatural that no devil from hell can stop it. The Lucifer can't stop it. The dark angel can't stop it. Woman of God, every your finance that been tied up, you can plan that that finance will not be tied up no more because God said, I'm going to send a supernatural blessing by your house. Now, oh my God, a lot of us believe, you know I don't preach on money. You know I don't prophesy on money. You know, as a matter of fact, I don't talk about money. But in this season, somebody is in a drought. Somebody is in a dry place where the brooks have dried up, where it look like nothing ain't going good for you, where it look like nothing ain't releasing for you. It look like you've been in poverty, you're stuck in poverty. You don't have nothing to show. And God is saying, this season, though your brooks dried up, don't worry. I have prepared a prophet down the road to open some door for you. You don't understand me. I've prepared a prophet down the road to give you a word, though you are in a dry season, though you are in a dry place, the prophet is going to open the door for you. How the prophet is going to open the door for you? Because when the prophet went to the widow man, the prophet said, God is about to bless you if you give one cake, just one. I don't need two, just one. If you give one, God is about to bless you. And the woman said, okay, I know my son is about to die. Me and my son is about to die. But I believe by faith, I'm going to walk by faith, man of God, and I'm going to give you just one of these cakes. And when the woman gave Elijah the prophet the cake, he was blessed forevermore. Good God from high, I feel anointing. A lot of time why we cannot be blessed, we are looking at what we got. And when we look at what we got in the bank, that means we don't trust God. You don't understand me. When we look at what we got in our house, that means you don't trust God. When you look at the little money that you got and you think, if I spend this, if I give it to somebody, I will not have nothing. You don't trust God. Oh, you don't trust God. Because the Bible said those that come to Jesus must believe that he is a rewarder of those that seek him diligently. And if you give out of your heart, you can't tell me that God never make a way for you. God make way for me when it look like there ain't no way. What I'm trying to say, when it look like every money going to run out in the bank and there was nothing to pay, there was nothing to buy food to put on my table, God said, you don't have to worry. I'm going to make a way for you. The next day, a way was made, woman of God. What I'm trying to say, you look like you're in a drought. It look like you don't have no money. It look like you're poor. It look like you're down. It look like everything is going bad in your life. I want to tell you, God is about to return around everything in your life. You don't understand. What's coming your way, your basket cannot hold it. Come on, somebody. Your blessing is going to run over. The Bible said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And he shall anoint your head with oil, and your cup shall run over. When God, I feel the anointing of God. When God bless you in this season, your cup is going to run over. Your move is going to run over. Your bedroom is going to run over. What I mean by that, you're going to have furniture until you don't know what to do with furniture. But what I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have money in the bank account until you don't know what to do with the money in the bank account. You're going to have blessing and every way until you don't know what to do with it. Because a lot of people think that a preacher must not preach about prosperity. A preacher must not preach about blessing. But do you want to be broke all the days of your life? Do you want to go to Burger King and can't go to can't eat or Red Lobster one night? Everybody in life want to have something, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm trying to say in this season, when God blessed me, it's not me supposed to hold up the blessing, but I must release the blessing that the blessing can get to you. What I'm trying to say, if God blessed me with an anointing, the anointing is not for me. The anointing is to touch you, that our supernatural power can release in your life. If God has blessed me, the anointing is to touch your money, that your money can be triple. Oh, good God from high. I know somebody's saying right now, see a next preacher, see a next prophet that's preaching about money. You came on my prayer line. You came and listened to my broadcast. You came and listened to my show. I never preach about money. But in this season, I feel something is coming your way. I feel a lot of rain is coming your way. Everything that the conger worm, the caterpillar, the palm worm have eaten up, prepare for a shower of rain, ladies and gentlemen. You've been into the same place too long. You've been starving. You've been hungry. Now it's time for you to be blessed. Now it's time for you to release in your blessing. When people see you, you're going to be driving a nicer car, a Bentley, a Rolls Royce, a Lincoln, and they're going to look up on you and say, how did you get there? I get there because I learned to give. I get there because I worship God. I get there because God released the supernatural. Today I'm poor. Tomorrow you're rich. Today you're poor. Tomorrow you're wealthy. Today you're poor. Tomorrow your bank account full of money. What I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, today you can be broke as dog. Tomorrow you can be blessed like Bill Gates and Donald Trump. You don't understand me. God is so powerful that God can release something in the supernatural. You can be broke tomorrow. You can be richer. The Bible said that Abram blessed Melchizedek. And when Abram did it, Abram was blessed. You don't understand me, man of God. You've been holding on to the stuff that you got too long and saying, God, I need a blessing. But you need a blessing, but you've been holding on to what you got. You cannot reap nothing unless you release. What I'm trying to say, if you don't release anything, you cannot be blessed. You cannot be blessed. A lot of time, bless the Lord, man of God, I see you writing in the room, but I cannot talk to you right now because I'm preaching. I'm just the only one. I don't got an administrator. I'm preaching. So what I'm trying to say, that God want to release something in your hands, ladies and gentlemen. You want to release a blessing into your hands. You want to break out some curse out of your hands. But until you learn to release and let go of what you got, the Bible said, let go and let God. Oh, my God, you don't understand. Let go. Let go your depression. Let go the money. Walk by faith. You don't understand. Why a lot of us talk into the natural is because we have a mindset that did not renew by the Spirit. The Bible said, any man in Christ Jesus is a new creature. All things are cast away. Behold, all things is new. You got to learn to renew your mind in the Spirit. When you renew your mind in the Spirit, you will learn to give. You will learn to release. Once you don't renew your mind, you will still have the same mindset. Come on, somebody. You will still pass the homeless man. And when he beg, you can't give him no money. Every time I pass a homeless man or a homeless woman and they beg, I maybe don't have $1 million. I will take out $2, $3, $5 and give it to them. Because what? My blessing is in giving. When you don't give, you won't get nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes they say, man of God, why do you look so sharp? Why do you look so nice? Why you just so nice? My blessing ain't in my clothes. My blessing is in my money. What I have released to people, like God, let it show in me. Come on, somebody. Your blessing ain't in your clothes. Your blessing is in you. When God have released anointing on you, you can wear a ragged shirt. You can wear a ragged clothes. And you know that there is a supernatural power. Feel the anointing of God over here. God, there is a supernatural power that renew your faith, fix your faith different. That when people see you, they see blessing shining in you. You are broke, you don't have no money, but they'll see blessing in you. You don't have nothing in the bank, but they still see blessing in you. Why? Because God have released the supernatural. You did not hold back in your prosperity blessing. You did not hold back in the move of God. Some of us are stuck into one place where we believe that we should not be rich and we should not be wealthy. And if we rich, we're going to walk out in God. No, no, no. When you're rich, you will draw closer to God if you put your God before your money. You don't understand me. One thing Solomon have done, Solomon was the richest king. Solomon have messed up. Solomon have put his money before God. And when Solomon have put his money before God, he come back into Ecclesiastic and he said, all things are vanity. What Solomon have found out, the money that they give me was vanity. And Solomon was boasting too much in his money and wasn't boasting in God. I ain't boasting in money tonight. I'm boasting in God. I know that God is going to do something in this season. I know a lot of people and Facebook, Twitter will not bless me. But God said when this podcast go out, people is going to release blessing from the north, east, west, and south. And God said when they do it, they're going to be blessed. Oh, my God, I feel like preaching. Jesus said those from out of the kingdom shall come into the kingdom. When the man come and said, Jesus, my daughter is sick home, Jesus said, what do you want me to do? He said, speak the word. And oh my God, Jesus, just bring me back to that. He said, speak the word. And Jesus speak the word. Jesus said, I have not seen such faith in Israel. And when Jesus said that, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said, the king, the children of the world shall come in and sit down with God people and the God of Abraham, and the children of the kingdom shall be cast out. Why? The children of the kingdom don't have no faith in God. They don't. Oh, you don't understand. Sinner will come and have faith in God. We don't have no faith in God to give. We don't have no faith when God tells us we're going to release something and we're going to be blessed. We don't have no faith. So what we do, we hold on to everything. I'm not going to let go of my money. I got to keep it for myself. I'm not going to let go of my blessing. I got to keep it for myself. I'm not going to let go of my prosperity. I got to keep it for myself. But I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you keep your money, it will not grow no interest. What I'm trying to say, come on somebody, come on. If you hold up your money and you don't invest your money, come on somebody, because when you invest into a man or a woman of God, you are investing into the kingdom of God. If you don't invest into nothing, you will not get a bless. Come on somebody. I heard a preacher said, a preacher said that there was a time when he chose not to release money. The Bible said, the preacher said he meet up with the man called Donald Trump. I think that's what his name. And he said he meet up with him. And the same time, Donald Trump was doing some business transaction, and he draw a circle. And he said, some choose to cross, to mark in the line. I choose to mark in the box. What do you mean? Some people choose to walk in the line. They don't choose to get a bigger blessing. They don't walk by faith. They only believe that the only line that they're going to walk in is the one that they have in their life. And what we have done, we have a corrupt mind that we don't release no more. So we cannot be blessed in this season until we learn to release. Talk to me, woman of God. Until we learn to release. So you say, man of God, I'm not talking about money now. I'm talking about praise. I'm talking about worship. I'm talking about glory. I'm talking about lift up Jesus. Talking about magnify the name of Jesus. I'm talking about being blessed and not live in poverty forever. Because a lot of us is just not going to believe God that we're supposed to have money. A lot of us is just going to die poor. You know, Jesus, I don't need nothing but Jesus. The devil is a lie. The Bible said the wealth of the wicked are laid up for the just. You can't just talking about you don't need nothing from God. The wealth of the wicked are laid up for the just. What the Bible is trying to tell us, ladies and gentlemen, you got to start asking God by faith. The Bible said, ask and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. Ladies and gentlemen, you must get to a place where you believe God by faith and start asking God for prosperity. Start asking God for blessing. Stop staying at the same place. Oh, my God. You know what happened? We grew up in a religious church, a religious church. Oh, my God, I feel like preaching tonight. Woman of God, are you still there? We grew up into a religious church, a religious a mindset where they believe that we don't supposed to have nothing. Oh my God, you don't understand. Where the pastor believe that the pastor supposed to be rich and the children of God supposed to be poor. It did not. Yes. The Bible did not say so. All of us must be prosper and blessed, ladies and gentlemen. Almighty God, all of us must have something that we can leave for our generation. You don't understand. And even if you don't live to see your generation, you must have something that you can leave to your great-grandchildren. Oh, my. I feel like preaching. Why do you think most of us are black and Caucasian, Gentile folks don't have nothing? Why? Because we don't believe in leaving nothing for our generation. Come on, somebody. We don't believe in being blessed. We believe in working for somebody. You don't understand. What I'm trying to say, we are all Gentile if you are not a Jew. What I'm trying to say, why a lot of us don't have nothing is because we don't believe in blessing. When these people are dying, they leave their wealth for their children and for their generation. So when they come up, they don't have to work hard like us, working a 9-to-5. We just believe that we must live for ourselves, but we must leave something for our generation in this season. And this show today, ladies and gentlemen, oh my God, and daily life is a time for you to be changed and release the supernatural of God. Receive it now. You've been into the same place. I told you, I've been in fasting. I'm going back and fast. I ain't getting up off fast. I ain't coming out of my house. I don't even have no food in my house. Why? Because I don't want to eat right now. I'm on fast. In dedication, I believe that God is about to release a supernatural power in this season, because some people are stuck in one place, stuck broke, stuck. You're still driving the whole car. Come on, somebody. God want to give you a new car. Come on, somebody. You ever seen the cinnamon? Come on. They drive in Bentley, Rolls Royce. And all these cars, you're talking about a BMW. And when you look at them, the Bible said the wealth of the wicked are laid up for the just. Why a lot of us don't bless today is because we don't believe in blessing. We don't believe in money. We don't believe in being blessed. We believe in being poor. We believe in dying poor. We believe that God didn't call us to be blessed. And that's where we get it wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, the supernatural is releasing right now. Tonight we want to pray.
Thank you, Lord.
And then the woman of God, God already told me that a lot of people will not bless you. But your blessing will not come from close people. The blessing will come from far. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. What Jesus is saying, my blessing is going to come from London. My blessing is going to come from Europe. My blessing is going to come from Germany. My blessing is going to come from Australia. My blessing is going to come from South Africa. My blessing is going to come from the four corners of the universe. And if you want to declare your blessing with me tonight, you can do it in the master name of Jesus Christ, our King and Lord and Savior. You got to start to declare blessing right now. Do it right now. Declare blessing over your life, over your family, finance blessing. Start to speak the word. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Speak it now. Speak it in the east. Speak it in the west. Tell the devil blessing is coming my way. Said, I call blessing my way right now in the name of Jesus. I shall not be poor no more. Come on. A woman of God, I prophesied on Facebook. I said, you're going to get some blessing in 24 hours. The woman, I've said, I receive the money. Come my way. And the same time the woman said, come my way, I said, God, she's the only one going to be blessed. Oh, my God. Why I said that? Because the woman believed by faith. The next day, the woman said, I got a raise in my job. I got some money in my bank account. You don't have to talk to me. The woman said, I call it as it are. And though I call it as it are, that's what come to pass. You got to learn, ladies and gentlemen, when the prophet released something, you got to say, money, I receive you. Come from the north. Come from the west. Come from the south. Come from the four corner of the universe, and it will come your way, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't call it your way, it will not come your way. You don't understand me. You got to start to call. The Bible said, prophesy to these dry bones. Prophesy to your finances. Prophesy to your family life, I feel God. Prophesy to your mother life that I'm dope. Prophesy to your brother that I'm drugs. Prophesy to them right now. Prophesy to them in the spiritual realm. Because what you speak in your mouth, oh my God, Jesus just given me scripture. Life and death is in your tongue. You got to learn to speak life. Why do you think certain people are so wealthy? They speak life and stop speaking. I don't have no money. I'm broke. I've been serving God for 50 years, and it looked like ain't nothing coming my way. The devil is a liar. Speak the word. Thus said the Lord thy God, I shall be blessed. I'm coming off of the offspring of Abraham. And everything that the devil holds up for me is going to come my way. And I'm going to get it, devil. I don't care what you do. I shall be blessed. I believe this week money is coming in my bank account. This week money is coming into my P.O. box. This week money is coming into my PayPal. This week money is coming. I prophesied it in the wind. I prophesied it in the atmosphere. I prophesied it in your life. I prophesied it over your life. I prophesied it now. You've been too poor. You've been don't have nothing too long. And you stand up and let the devil rob in you. You shall be blessed. Come on, woman of God. Talk to them tonight.
Prophetess. Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. That is a spot on message, Prophet. I've been in prayer with a dear sister in the Lord, and God has been saying this is the time and season that the wealth of the wicked must be transferred to the just. This is the time and season where the devil can no longer hold on to the blessings that rightfully belong to God's people. This is the time and season, Prophet. This is the time and season. This message, I just said to the woman of God, I said, you've got to hear God confirming what God has been telling us. This is a season where God is releasing above and beyond. This is a season where we're going to see the supernatural from God like never before. All God is asking of us is just to believe and to receive. That is all he is asking of us. He is just saying, put your hand out. Are you my servant? Put your hand out. I want to bless you. Stop closing up from the blessing I want to give you. The difference between you receiving from me giving to you is whether you are willing to open to receive, regardless of what is going on in your life. That is nothing. That is nothing. God never has to look in his bank account. He never has to check his end of the month statement to see if he can give to his children.
Amen.
He has more than sufficient enough to give to his children. This message is right on par, Prophet. Keep on prophesying.
Bless the Lord, woman of God. It's a word coming from the Lord. Bad economic does not limit God's power.
No.
God is limited by our thinking. We believe that if a man of God don't be in TBN, he don't got no power. Elijah the prophet wasn't on no TBN. But when Elijah showed up at your house, prepare that he's coming with a word of God. Elisha didn't on no TBN. But when they showed up to your house, prepare that they come in with the word of God. A lot of time people only look to give to big ministry, and they don't see the Elisha and the Elijah. You don't understand. They're looking at people across the horizon, and God is saying, you don't understand. The man that you bless in this season is the same one going to come and bless you. But because you can't see the future, you're holding on to the present, the past. You can't see the future. Now we are in the present. Now you got to let go of that and look into the future. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the prophet is about to finish. First of all, I'm going to pray a prayer of prosperity over your life. When I pray that prayer, then the woman of God is going to give out my P.O. box, my website, and my name, and not my name, but my name, my Facebook link. That is Prophet Sheldon Ministry, slash Sheldon Maddox Ministry. The woman of God is going to give out that. I'm going to send it to her right now. But that's not important right now. Let me pray the prayer of prosperity over your life. You've been in the same place too long. Don't have no money. Still broke. Look like everything is going bad. But now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pray tonight that God will change it. And then I'm going to pray. And I'm going to hope in my life. I don't really want to hope in the life, because this broadcast is going to touch people. But God is going to let me open the line, because somebody needs to be prayed for tonight. And I'm going to pray for you. So let's pray for the prosperity move of God. Heavenly God, tonight, Jesus Christ, O Lord, and our Savior, we come before your throne, O God. We ask you tonight that you will release a prosperity move. God, in this time and this season, God, some people been poor, been stuck in the same place, God, and don't have nothing tonight, Jesus Christ. But I ask you, God, that you will open doors. Oh, God, fly every door that the enemy have closed. God, somebody been stuck into the same place. Can't pay their rent, can't pay their bill. But I pray tonight that there will be a prosperity blessing in this season. No more poverty and depression. No more oppression, God. I pray that everything that Lucifer upholds up in the east, west, north, and south, that you will release it. I pray for your move in this season. I pray for God to bless you physically and prosper your life. I pray that Jesus Christ will cover you under the blood. I pray that every principalities and power will be broken from over your money, from over your blessing, from over your finance right now. Lord God, I said the wealth of the wicked are laid up for the just. I release the wealth of the wicked over the just tonight. Let the blessing of Jesus, our Lord and Savior and Master, rest upon you. You shall not be poor from tonight no more. And daily life, that means it's going to be a change in your life. That's why this broadcast is called Daily Life, because we face things daily. Lord God, cover them daily. Cover their finances daily. Bless them daily, Jesus, when they come in, when they go out. Let they be blessed. Let they be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. We ask you right now by the power of Jesus Christ, as we ask you now, Father, bless them physically. Bless them spiritually. As the prophet lift his right hand now, I release power right over them right now in the name of Jesus. Every curse shall be broken. Every spell shall be reversed. Every spell shall be bought. Every money that been hold up for them right now, I release it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Woman of God, let me
Amen.
Ask these people if they need prayer. This system is different. So what I got to do is I got to open your line one by one. So the first number will be 217-415-7413. If you don't need nothing from the Lord.
Robinson.
Bless God. Do you need anything from the Lord tonight?
No. The only thing I needed was to hear the message, and that was good for me.
Amen. God is about to release something in your life because you've been going through a hard time where it looked like you can't pay your bills. But God told me to tell you that your dry season is over. I don't know if you know somebody of the name of Michelle or somewhere around here, but God say your dry season is over. He's about to turn around your dry season and turn it around in good. Prepare. God is about to do something great in your life in this season. God is about to change some stuff, turn around some stuff. God said he's about to open a way for you and a door for you in this season by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, let me go to the next person. And I ain't going to take all of these calls. I'm just going to take two more calls. Woman of God from 404-721-5452. She got a question. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just need a prayer because I have a calling upon my life, and I've been kind of running with my calling because my calling in the prophetic is kind of scary for me. I don't know why. And I've had a lot of setbacks, and I need prayer for God.
Woman of God, I think I talked to you already, if I'm not mistaken.
No, sir, this is my first
God time. God says stop worrying about the prophetic. Pray, worship. If you was here earlier, I told you, what open door is worship. These things come true prior and fasting. God want to do something great in your life. But sometime we have got caught and the gift. And the gift is what God gave to us. But there is more than the gift. Oh, you know, there is power to get from God. Anointing to get from God. So you got to understand that we ain't got to worry about the prophetic. God will manifest himself in due season. But I'm going to pray for you anyway that God release the prophetic more powerful over your life. Heaven, what's your name? Forget about it. I'll just pray. Heavenly God, tonight Jesus Christ asks you to cover this woman of God. She need a blessing. She need you to make a way right now. By the power of Jesus Christ, I ask your Father right now, God, to open a door for her, make a way for her, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord give it, and the Lord take it away. Blessed is the Lord thy God. Woman of God, you got to learn to release. God said in this season, if you release, he will release in you. If you hold up, he will hold up everything in store for you. That means you got to learn to release. Because God want to heal somebody in your family. And God said it's your seed that's going to make that person get healed. When you learn to release. That's all I got to say. Woman of God, do you have anything to say else? I got to move to the next call.
No, man of God.
Amen. Next call is 916-508. 2423.
Hello, that's me. Hello.
Bless the Lord, man of God.
Amen.
It's a blessing to be with you tonight. Because
thank
I feel a blessing is coming from you to me. Not only that, you got some business situation, some business transaction that you're supposed to do. God told me to tell you that he's about to open the door for the business transaction that you got to do. And when he opened the door, no enemy shall close it. Thus said the Lord. Go ahead, man of God.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you have anything you want me to pray for?
Just as the Lord's will. Just the Lord's will be done, brother.
Amen.
Clarity.
Amen. There is some ways and some door. I don't know. But I want to tell you right now, man of God, you're going to own some building. I don't know how much building you own yet. I don't know how much building you got. But I see you having some building.
Amen.
I see you having some building. I see God is opening some door for you. I don't know if you have any building yet, but I know there is some new door is about to be opened.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
you. You have any prior requests, man of God?
Prayer for my wife. She's strayed.
You need to bring your wife in the conference call one night because God want to heal your wife. Are you calling from Australia?
I'm calling from America, California.
California. God want to heal your wife. God want to heal your wife.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray for her tonight in the name of Jesus. Heavenly God, we thank you, Jesus Christ, right now. Cover his wife under the blood, Jesus Christ. Bind every principalities and every power of darkness. Lord God, we ask you now that your blood will be released over her right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, every sickness, every pain, every calamity will be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you right now, Jesus Christ, mighty God, that you will make some transaction right now. Lord God, we ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ. I see some transaction being made by you. I don't know, your wife got a business mind. She got a business mind.
Amen.
She got a business mind. I see her. She got a business mind. She's like the accountant. The accountant. She's the one that do those stuff. God said there is some door is about to be open for you. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
And when God opened them, the devil can't close them. You're going to own property and land. That you don't expect to own in this season. You're going to get it. When you get it, you don't know how it comes. But it's by the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. All
thank
right, man
Jesus.
Of God.
Let thank you, brother.
All right, amen. You give out that information, and you know, a lot of people, a lot of people is like this when they want to, people don't understand. People want to prophesy, but prophecy and the prophetic come with pain. People want to prophesy because they want to be rich, but the prophetic is not about being rich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. The prophetic is about serving God people and showing them the way. What I'm trying to say, a lot of people want to be wealthy. And because they see you flowing in the prophetic, when you tell them that God say they must release, they would not release. But I told you tonight, right now, somebody that is listening to me out there, I want you to release $2,000. I ain't telling no lies. Because I believe $1,000, God is going to give you a double portion. If you don't have it on the conference call or on the broadcast right now, this TV show, you don't have to release it. But if you have it, release it and watch God. Watch God. Tonight is the last night I'm going to preach on prosperity. You will never hear me preach on it again unless God moves me to preach on it. That's it. Woman of God, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Some people think that's too much money to release. That ain't nothing in God's sight. That's change to God. All right, I'm going. Okay, woman of God, give them the website, P.O. Box.
Okay.
And how they can find me on Facebook.
Yes. Okay, on Facebook, it's www.facebook.com/Sheldon Maddox Ministries. So that's facebook.com/Sheldon Maddox Ministry. And for those that want to release a blessing onto the prophet tonight, you can do that by going to www.sheldonmaddox.org, and that is spelled S-H-E-L-D for dog, O-N for November, Maddox, M for Mary, A-D-D-I-X.org. You may also send a check or a money order to Sheldon Maddox Ministries, Post Office Box 30337, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. And as Prophet said, there is double portion for the faithful.
Amen. Amen. I said the P.O. Box is P.O. Box 30337, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. P.O. Box, Post Office Box. Yes, it's the same thing. I'm just making the correction if you did not get it. Ladies and gentlemen, the prophet will not ask you for nothing more. No more prosperity blessing now. It's just when God moves up and me for you to release, I'm letting you know release now. Don't wait until it's too late. Release. I'm probably saying I can't see this money. I can't find this money. I don't know where I'm going to get this money. If you don't know, believe God. God will open the door. God is a way maker. Do it now. Next week you will be blessed. You will be blessed when you're coming. You will be blessed when you go. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, this show is going to be daily. Thank you. If you don't have that money, thank you for your sponsor. You can sponsor me by giving whatever you got. But that's the release for the blessing that's going to come your way. I mean, again, this show, this program costs $400 for the year. So release something tonight. Thank you. If you don't have that much, that we may cover this program, that somebody can hear the word of God. Be blessed, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you one more time to join with Prophet Sheldon. catch us tomorrow at 6 a.m. in the morning. And daily bread. If it's not 6, you can catch us at 10. Be blessed and stay blessed. May the grace of the Lord rest upon you and keep you now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed, everybody. I still got 50 minutes left, but I got to go now. I am finished. I shouldn't have let it so long, let the broadcast be so long. But be blessed. God is your provider. Woman of God, do you have anything to say tonight before I go?
Amen. No, the message was great, Prophet, and I just thank God for the message. Amen. A confirmation for what is going on in the spirit realm right now.
Amen. You see, there is people who choose to believe God, and there are people who choose to doubt God. There are people who choose to walk by faith. There are people who choose to walk by sight. There are people who choose to stand and the sand. There are people who choose to walk out in the sea. There are people who choose to climb the mountain. There are people who choose to stay in the valley. Whatever you choose to do tonight, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you walk by faith and not by sight. Woman of God, as we getting ready to close off this, good night. As we're getting ready to close off this show, would you like to pray for these people today and daily life?
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. I thank you for the word today, Father God. I thank you for what you have released in the spirit realm, Father God, for each and every one that has been listening here tonight. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that, Father God, that each and every one of your children, Father God, hallelujah, is covered by the blood of the Lamb. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue, Father God, keeping each and every one of us, Father God, walking in spirit and in truth, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the double portion of the anointing, Father God, that falls upon each and every one here today. I thank you, Father God, for the message, Father God, from this man of God. Continue, Father God, to raise into greater heights and to deeper measures in you, Father God. Continue, Father God, hallelujah, downloading into his spirit, Father God, so that he can share, Father God, across the nations, Father God, your truth, Father God, your word, Father God, undiluted, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I give you praise, I give you honor, and I give you glory, Father God. Keep each and every one, Father God, safe, Father God. Keep their family, Father God, covered by the blood of the Lamb, Father God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. And Father, continue to open doors that no man can close, and continue to close doors that no man can open. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask this in your precious son's name, Jesus, and it is, Father God, it is already done upon each and every one's life by the power of the Holy Ghost fire and the blood of the Lamb, and we call it an already done deal in the mighty, gracious name of Jesus. We thank you in advance, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the testimonies that shall come out of each and every one of their mouths, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It is all sealed with the blood of the Lamb and decreed and declared done in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. I believe that is done. Everybody that's listening to this broadcast, we thank you. We appreciate you. If you want to donate to us, you can do that by helping us spreading the gospel, that we can extend the kingdom and even get that 501K. We want to get that 501C soon. We want to get that we can extend the kingdom of God. We need money.
Thank you, Lord.
I cannot do it by myself. I don't care what nobody want to say right now. We need money to extend the kingdom of God.
Yes.
I want to, woman of God, as I was talking, I got a new broadcast that I want to come up with is a TV network, and that I want to come up with that the gospel can reach people and that local people can get in there, not people that believe because they got a doctorate degree and they are all over the world. We want to hope in this broadcast that everybody that is local, you can broadcast from out of your house and you will still be in the program. That's what we working at. But woman of God, I believe that somebody going to give tonight. I believe that there are people going to give out there to help this ministry.
And amen.
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 Bless
amen.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the faithfulness of your children. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So be blessed, everybody. Again, this is Prophet Sheldon Maddox. You can find me on Facebook. Thank you. Make sure you follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you. Be blessed.
Amen.
I'm going to get out of here and I'm going to end the call. The call is going home.